Following patient Wanda Finch, the last name is F-I-N-C-H. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old female patient of Dr. Piccioni. Piccioni is P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E. That was referred to the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. Three, B, A, one. The patient has been exposed to chemotherapy for the breast cancer in 1991. She has evidence of peripheral vascular disease that is followed by Dr. St. Louis. There is also a history of Sjogren, S-J-O-G-R-E-N apostrophe S syndrome. The exposure that she had to non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or are factors that could explain the CKD stage 3B. The recent laboratory workup shows that the serum creatinine still remains 1.5, the estimated GFR is 35 mL per minute, the albumin is 3.5 milligrams, the liver function tests are within normal limits, the CO2 is 23, the chloride is 102, the potassium is 4.5, and the sodium is 138. The microscopic examination of the urine is negative. The albumin creatinine ratio is within normal limits, less than 30. The determination of albumin of the urine is less than 3 micrograms per milliliter. The protein creatinine ratio is less than 200 milligrams period. Less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine period. In other words, there is no activity of glomerular disease at the present time. The inflammatory factors like C-reactive protein and sedimentation rate, as well as rheumatoid factor, are negative. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 119 over 71. Number three, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The lipid profile is completely normal. This is a cholesterol is 162, HDL 56, LDL 97, and triglycerides 39. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. following number of history of breast cancer. Since there is no activity in the urinary sediment, no evidence of proteinuria, I am going to return the case to the Dr. Piccioni, and we will be more than happy to follow the case if he so decides that is necessary for this patient. Thanks a lot for the referral. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.